Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Cavalli on the Twitter.com asked, a couple weeks from now, the Steelers will name their team MVP. Who is the Steelers team MVP?
Darnell?
I mean, maybe, yeah. It ain't Cam, it ain't TJ. Here are the guys he listed as options. Darnell Washington, Chris Boswell, Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Rodgers have played like 6-6 players. Where Rodgers was really good, I thought, to start the season, and has fallen off. It's not all his fault. The crap around him has obviously hurt. Jalen Ramsey's had good games and bad games. Everybody on this roster has been inconsistent, and you're right about Darnell Washington. He's pretty much been a constant for them.
Okay, you want to know the difference between why it'll be Jalen Ramsey or Aaron Rodgers? Why they're different, and they'll probably it'll be one of those two, is because they both battled through injuries to get back to play. Like, guys of their ilk, they come in, they're new, they're, you know, big-time players. And Jalen Ramsey, you know, he was supposed to be out for, what, 4 or 5 weeks, and he battles back. You see him in the training room every single second of the day trying to get back on the field, and he does get back on the field, and he performs, you know, to a decent level. And then Aaron Rodgers, obviously, with his wrist and everything he's gone through. Guys, take that into account, too.
Absolutely.
Like, I would. Like, that's what I would look at. I mean, if we're just a mediocre team, 6-6, and nobody's doing anything well, I'm looking at that stuff.
I think on every team that's good or pseudo-good, you could every year probably vote for the quarterback.
Yeah.
For me, it would be Rodgers, but that's because there's a lack of good options, and they're only 6-6, in my opinion, because of how he played at the beginning of the year, when the defense was really bad, although the defense has been really bad all year. Yeah. And Chris Boswell's not having...
He's not done anything. He hasn't done anything, really.
He didn't kick a field goal last week.
Right.
They can't even get him in the damn field goal range.
No.
It's definitely not Corliss Waitman.
No.
With all due respect to Corliss. Man, I haven't thought about this at all until I just saw Caboli's tweet, but this is as bleak as it's been. I forget who the MVP was last year. Was it Watt? Wait, Boswell?
Real quick, talk about misevaluations of the season. I mean, what about Johnston? You know, taking Corliss Waitman over Johnston.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did Johnston, he got hurt, right, again? Didn't something happen? Or I don't know. But if you had Johnston right now, he might have been better. Did he get hurt again?
T.J. Watt was the MVP last year, despite not having a sack in the final six games. Do I remember what happened to the... other Steelers punter? No, I do not.
What's his name? Cam.
I almost called him Mike Johnson.
So did I.
Former Penguins head coach who used to play music at practice. Minor league head coach. Nice guy, though. Everyone seemingly liked Mike Johnston. Penguins play tonight, taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are very good again. Go Pens. Yeah, T.J. Watt has won the Steelers MVP award, Doran, in 5 out of the last 6 years. In 2022, it was Minkah Fitzpatrick. 2018, it was Juju Smith-Schuster. My God. That's when AB lost his mind.
Yep. Boo-boo.
Because Boo-boo Juju fumbled the football against the New Orleans Saints. And then was promptly named the Steelers team MVP despite not even being close to the best wide receiver on the football team. That's what sent AB over the edge.
Boo Boo Schuster.
For good.
Man, that had me laughing.
My buddy, his fantasy football name, I can't say it. It's Doo Doo Bleep Pooster. Poopster. Swing and a miss.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.